When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
We go to Western Ukraine and the city of Lviv and reporter Joseph Lindsley. Hello to you, Joe. Have there been any air raid sirens there since we talked to you yesterday?
Yes, and I almost, good morning to you all. I almost can't keep track. It's hard to, in fact, sometimes you think you hear the siren when we really don't. I think we've had three or four since yesterday, which does mess with our sense of time. But as far as we know, nothing has been hit. And I don't even, in the past 24 hours, I don't know if there were any missiles that were intercepted. Usually it takes a couple of days before we get that information.
And I'm told that some friends, some locals, dropped by your newsroom during one of those air raid siren blasts. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a sort of a sign of the solidarity here. But for example, right after I finished the radio yesterday with you all, my friend who owns a jazz club came here with his wife and just to discuss logistics. They have lots of vehicles through their connections, and they know we're well connected in our newsroom to lots of people. So they came by and. The siren went off. You never know how long it's going to last. And, you know, we offer food and really the main thing. And, you know, I see in this wartime that the newsroom has become a center of information sharing, not just for people to read, but for people to use to make sure, it's, for example, that medical supplies from Poland make it to, you know, soldiers on the front lines outside of Kyiv or Kharkiv.
So have people dropped off medical supplies in your newsroom?
Yeah, in fact, I'm looking right now, and I just sent a picture to your producers before the show. I'm looking now at a huge stash of supplies that's taken up a good portion of our floor space here. And we've been receiving supplies. And some of our team, I've shifted from journalism to, as I mentioned yesterday, there's a big need for tourniquets. And you can't find them hardly anywhere in Europe right now. And so we have people dedicated to those projects. And that's where I really see this Ukrainian society where everyone is focused. We're sort of in a time outside of time. We don't know when this is going to end, but every single person here is focused on this mission of victory, however they can do it.
Where you are there in Lviv, it's been called the soul of Ukraine, a cultural capital. And I know that the top rock star of the country paid a visit to your newsroom. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was one of many visitors in the past 24 hours, Slava Vakarchuk. He also has a PhD in physics. He was a member of parliament twice. And sort of his songs are the street anthems of so many Ukrainian cities before the war. You would hear his music everywhere. And he's been traveling the country probably more than anyone, even going to the danger zones to boost people's spirits and to gather information about the reality on the ground. And this morning we had a conversation that, you know, as the whole world is thinking about Ukraine, I've lived here for 2 years, and I you know, I've seen sort of what the idea of Ukraine is, and that's one thing we want to start sharing with the world. And so I asked him, you know, what does it mean for him to be Ukrainian as sort of the philosopher poet of the nation, the Bruce Springsteen of Ukraine? And he said, Ukrainians cannot bear not being free. That is really the essence of this. You know, that's what they're fighting for. That's what they're willing to die for. And this idea that if you want to achieve that, you have to pay a price. He said to us, Ukraine is defending the values that you, the West, helped create and define and for which the West once fought. And if Ukraine wins, it will be a rebirth of the democratic idea. If Ukraine loses now, it will be the beginning of a nightmare for the whole of the democratic world. And that comes from the country's top rock star.
Here's a little bit of that music.
Чому ми не можемо забути про зливи? Мабуть, для героїв ми надто вразливі. Стіни і леви нам не дозволяють.
Joe, when I watched this music video that you sent us and saw the scenes of the people drinking coffee in the cafes and the rain on the cobblestone streets, all I could think of was, God, I hope this ends well and ends soon, because this is going to be a place I think we will all want to visit. It really captures the scene there, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it's, I think when any Ukrainian watches that now, it brings tears to their eyes, but also gives them impetus to fight to get that back. And I think both the beauty of this country, but as we were talking about this morning, this idea of the liberty of this country, you know, I think Ukrainians are hopeful that, for what, you know, the Ukrainians have always wanted to kind of be left alone, as we discussed, but they never had sort of the structures. They're so independent. They never had structures to sort of protect and codify that. But now that they've been attacked, I think they're more unified than ever before. And so they're hoping once they get through this that, yeah, everyone will come to Lviv and drink some coffee in a free and democratic society.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? We'll remain hopeful. Joseph Lindsley in Lviv. And we will post pictures, if we can, from you on our website, anything that doesn't jeopardize your safety. And also there's some links there so you can get more of Joseph's reports. You take care, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob.